Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from AltaSeeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Thinking about quitting tobacco? For a limited time, the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline is offering 8 weeks of free patches, gum, or lozenges. Whether quitting for the first time or the fifth time, the Helpline offers support to help you quit. Visit OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSAP.
When nicotine cravings attack, take your game to the next level with the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. For a limited time, get an extra boost with 8 weeks of free patches, gum, or lozenges. Visit OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSAP.
Well, with wheat tours happening across the state and in Kansas, OSU's crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson said this is an important time for us to get a first-hand look at this year's crop.
Well, probably the first thing we need to talk about is the wheat tours going on in Oklahoma and Kansas. You know, Oklahoma tour came in around 58 million bushels, a little more than half of crop last year's crop. After that tour, the price bumped up just a little bit, and probably what's going on in Kansas. The USDA's production estimate will come out next Thursday on the 12th. I think the market's waiting on that. And then the big news is out of India. We've talked about India having the fifth record crop in a row, that their exports were going to increase and offset some of the Ukrainian reduction in exports. And then we got a heat wave in India that's decimated a good portion of the crop. India's talking about prohibiting all exports and keeping that wheat in. And so that had a positive impact on the market. Russia, negative impact on the market. They are exporting wheat now. They increased their monthly exports this last month. But overall, our price into this week increased about 30 cents. I think it's important that the basis increased a nickel. And I think, in my opinion, that basis is going to work its way up, and that will just add to our higher prices. Right now, our forward contract price for harvest delivery in northern Oklahoma is about $10.70. In southern Oklahoma, it's $10.25. And you think about why that big difference. I think we've got a poor crop in southern Oklahoma. I think the elevators have got to take risk on that quality of that product coming in and potential discounts for that wheat. And so I think that's one of the reasons there.
To hear more from OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, on his weekly show, SunUp, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Beef Day was held at the Capitol this week, and Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell said he thinks every day should be Beef Day at the state capitol. For everything our agriculture industry does, Pinnell said, it's now more important than ever to tell our story.
What the ag industry does, not just for Oklahoma, but across the country, I mean, they feed and clothe the world. And I think it's more important than ever in this country to be telling the story of what our farmers and ranchers do for citizens of the country and, frankly, the world.
Pinnell said he still prefers to eat his beef from pastures, not petri dishes.
That's the line that I continue to use, but that's now on the front lines. We're on the front lines of that debate in this country, and one of the backbones of our state will always be our ag industry, and supporting those farmers and ranchers.
To hear more from Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell and Ron Hayes, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
For a limited time, the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline is offering 8 weeks of free patches, gum, or lozenges. Join the 470,000 Oklahomans who have used the helpline. Visit OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a program of TSAP.
For a limited time, the Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline is offering 8 weeks of free support to help you quit. The helpline has tools to help you quit your own way, like free patches, gum, or lozenges, plus 24/7 support and more. Visit OKHelpline.com or call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.